Episode 1415, Enter Into His Presence.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. Take a big, deep breath. You made it. It is Sweet Spirit Inspiration Day, a time of reflection for you, a time to rejuvenate and restore your heart where you need to be between you and God. Enter into His presence. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how quickly we forget the importance of presence. Enter into His presence with thanksgiving. How much of your life is wanting something from someone else? You want someone to help you with a project at work. You want the kids to help you pick up all the toys around the house. You want someone to help with a church event. You want someone to babysit your children. You want your husband to finish that to-do list. You see, God wants something from you. But your calendar is too busy. Your attention is too distracted. Your focus lacks concentration. Your day is defined by others' expectations. Your accomplishments rank higher than the littlest of blessings. Convenience is king. What happened to the invitation written specifically for you? The one where God sets the table with His finest china, the most scrumptious food and the savory sweets, drinks to quench your thirstiest of days, and the dinnerware that sparkles so bright that your eyes light up the room. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. That comes from Psalm 100, verse 4. What did you do with that invitation? The invitation written specifically for you. Maybe you tossed it aside, afraid of making a mistake. You hid in the corner with the other people that made you feel safe. You scrambled for something more than what you saw, your eyes too big for your stomach. Enter into His presence. God has so much in store for you, but are you present in what He desires for your life? That's your reflection question today. Are you present? If you had the choice of eating at God's table or the children's table, which would you choose? Now understand, I'm taking this from an example when I was growing up. And my grandma and my mom would set the adult table and all the adults would gather around. And then we had a couple children's tables. And for some reason, I was the oldest girl. I have a male cousin who's older than me, but I'm the oldest girl of all the cousins. And for some reason, I always got set with the littler of ones. And I'm not sure why that was, but it just was what it was. And maybe that's also some of my memory. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but I can remember thinking, one day I'm going to sit at the big table. And then the opportunity arrives. And I no longer want to sit at the big table. The expectations are too great. I believe that goes in line with how we treat God's invitation. Would you choose the children's table or would you choose God's table? If we're honest, most of us would choose the children's table. Why? Little expectations and protection from the unknown, right? That's what our parents do for us when we were littler. They protected us. We do it to our children now. And we try not to overexceed our expectations. Just do your best, whatever that is. And you know what? If you don't, it's okay. You're still a winner. Stop just going through the motions as little children do. It's time to put on your big girl panties. It's time to step up to the plate and enter into His presence. That table that I saw as a little girl, I want to sit at the big table. And it always seemed so special to me. My mom and dad would sit there, and my aunts and uncles, and my grandma and my grandpa. Even my great-grandma would be there, the one that would make those spicy candy apples I love so much, and the most scrumptious deviled eggs. They always had to be there at every gathering, and it was only her hands that made them so special. But I knew one day I would be sitting at that table, and I knew that my world would be different. But when that day came, I was scared. Maybe you're sitting at that point in your life now. You have a choice. Sitting at the children's table or stepping up your game and sitting at God's table. Where are you sitting today? Enter into His presence. Be diligent daily in seeking out God's guidance and His grace. Let Him lead your life. Sit at His table daily. Break bread with Him. Laugh with Him. Even cry with Him. Be upset with Him. God wants all of you. But you must enter into His presence. So I want you to think about that question. Are you present? What's your answer to that? Now, if you're hemming and hawing about, I don't know, maybe I could see, I think yes, I do, but maybe no, I'm not so present. Okay, if you're doing that, the answer is no, you're not. But we think we are. It's not I think I am, it's I know I am. That's where God wants you. Today, ask yourself, where can I bring God into my life more? Where is it missing? Is it in my marriage? Is it at my job? Is it with my children? Is it standing in the grocery store line? Is it in traffic? Is it in my business? Is it online with social media? Where can I bring God into my life more? God wants you at His table today, every day. He's asking you to enter into His presence. I pray that this Thanksgiving season has been a blessing in your life. And maybe you've dealt with some hard times. Go to God's table. He's waiting there for you. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.